Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. Despite pleas from medical professionals in the state of Connecticut, Governor Lamont is keeping restaurants open. If Lamont followed Dr. Manisha Giuliani's advice, dining out would be shut down, but Lamont is choosing to keep restaurants open for now. Giuliani, an infectious disease physician with the Yale School of Medicine, offered her expert opinion when she joined Lamont for a virtual briefing on the status of coronavirus and the outbreak in the state. She said indoor dining is too hazardous for public health at the moment because COVID-19 can be so readily spread in restaurants while tables of people are eating, drinking, and socializing in close quarters for extended periods without wearing masks. She penned a letter to Lamont from 35 doctors and nurses from the Yale School of Medicine, Yale New Haven Health, and VA Connecticut. Connecticut healthcare system, urging that he close gyms, pause indoor dining, and prohibit unnecessary public gatherings. Well, now more than 1,000 Dutchess County residents have COVID-19, according to the latest numbers shared by Dutchess County. The plateau was reached on Saturday, the most recent day represented on the county's online coronavirus dashboard on Monday. The total number of active cases, 1,032, is the highest the county has reported since May 13th. From Monday to Saturday last week, days after Thanksgiving and Black Friday, the number of active cases in the county increased over 55%. The jump in cases was part of a similar increase in most counties across the state. Meanwhile, Dutchess Schools reported 54 individuals who had tested positive for their communities between December 1st and Monday. The county's seven-day average infection rate, according to the state, as of Sunday was 4.9. The Mid-Hudson region in general was at 6.0%. Dutchess County Sheriff's report that about 12:30 on Sunday, James M. Shaughnessy, 52, lost control of his pickup he was driving south on Route 22 in the town of Northeast. The pickup went off the road onto the western shoulder, striking a tree. Shaughnessy was pronounced dead at the scene. The primary contributing factor in the crash appears to be driver inattention. The investigation is continuing. Nobody else was in the truck. Five more suspects charged in the death of a 12-year-old in Austerlitz. Five more people were arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter in the death of a 12-year-old girl in December of 2019, according to the Columbia County Sheriff's Office. The five were charged December 1st with second-degree manslaughter, a Class C felony. The suspects identified as Cesar Ryan Torres, Vanuska Tranberg-Bennett, Svina Tranberg-Bennett, Dravina Tranberg-Bennett, and Petriva Tranberg-Bennett, all of Austerlitz, according to the Sheriff's Office. All five arraigned before Columbia County Judge Richard Kuik and were released on their own recognizance. A court date has not yet been scheduled. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker said yesterday a rapid increase in COVID-19 cases being recorded across Massachusetts in the wake of Thanksgiving is starting to put pressure on hospitals, which beginning Friday will curtail inpatient elective procedures that can safely be postponed. The governor also says his administration was reviewing the post-Thanksgiving data and considering adding additional restrictions that might be necessary and would have more to say soon. He also announced an expansion of free testing sites across the state, including existing testing locations in Great Barrington, Pittsfield, and North Adams. The sites have now been designated Stop the Spread centers, which allow residents to get tested for any reason, and the state will cover the cost. People still need to call the hotline at 855-262-5465 to set up an appointment. The Columbia County Department of Health will hold two COVID-19 drive-through clinics in the month of December. Pre-registration is required. You can also register for links through the CCDOH website at ColumbiaCountyNYHealth.com. A list of additional testing providers and locations in our area can also be found at that website. New York State Police from Rhinebeck have begun investigating larceny of goods at Top Supermarket on State Route 9 in the town of Rhinebeck. The suspect was confronted by store security in the parking lot and then fled in an older model Dodge Stratus containing two additional subjects. Anybody with information regarding the possible identity or location of the individuals is asked to contact New York State Police at 845-677-7300. Refer to case number 995-9750. Some meetings coming up in our area today in Sharon, the Board of Selectmen at 3 o'clock, Board of Finance at 7, in Sheffield at 6 o'clock, Five-Town Cable Committee meeting. Falls Village Recreation Commission meets today at 7 p.m. In Cornwall at 7 o'clock, Planning and Zoning, a Zoom meeting. Also, the Housatonic River Commission meets at 7:30 at Cornwall Consolidated School. Salisbury Recreation Commission meets today at 7:30. Jamming for a Cause benefiting the Centers for Compassion Local Food Pantry and the Dover Stone Church Grange happens today from 3 till 7 p.m. At the Masonic Hall in Dover Plains, New York, musicians include Family Mojo, Finley and Pagden, Vicky Valinsky, and Odyssey Dawn. Tickets or more information, 845-877-9013 or 845-877-0488. COVID-19 rules must be followed. A Kind of Nobility, the forgotten artist Althea Hill Platt, landscape painter from 1860 to 1932, survived family scandal and won acclaim for exhibiting luminous views of Europe and America and hundreds of venues as elite Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts, Art Institute of Chicago, and National Academy of Design. On December 13th, independent scholar Eve Kahn will explain how she has rescued Platt's legacy from obscurity in an online Zoom lecture for the Sharon Historical Society and Museum. It'll be Friday the 11th at 5 till 6 p.m. No registration is required. You can find out the information at the Sharon Historical Society website. Also, a reminder, the lighting of the luminaries on the Sharon Green will happen on Saturday in the evening. The Amenia Recreation Commission invites you to pet pictures with Santa on Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at Weebatok High School, 8 Road. Follow the signs. Stay in your car until it's your turn for a socially distant picture. Bring your camera or phone. You must wear a mask and follow social distancing guidelines. Lakeville Hose Company once again will be holding their visit to your house with Santa on a fire truck on December 12th and December 13th. Contact any member of the fire department to see if there's still space to visit your place. And Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance and Salisbury Recreation putting on a couple of competitions, a virtual gingerbread house competition. To enter and register your creation, email recreationdirector@salisburyct.us. And they'll also have a holiday house decorating and yard display competition. More information and to enter that, recreationdirector@salisburyct.us. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 30,069.79 to start off the day. The NASDAQ at 12,519.95, and the S&P 500 at 3691.96. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.